From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. All this week, we've been reconnecting with people we first met on this program in 1996 when they were just teenagers.
Hello? Nope, wrong button. There. Hello?
Oh, let me do the introduction now.
Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Amanda.
My name is Melissa Rodriguez.
Hi, my name is Frankie, and I'm going to give you a little tour on my Cadillac here.
Yeah, I am. My name is Juan, and I'm here in the U.S.
My radio show, thank you.
These radio diaries came from independent producer Joe Richman. He gave teenagers tape recorders and the chance to tell their own stories. This week in our series, Teenage Diaries Revisited, we're hearing just how much can change in 16 years. Today, we head to the Alabama-Tennessee border, where Frankie Luchuk has spent his entire life. When we met him as a teenager, he was a small-town football star. Here is Frankie's new diary.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. My name is Frankie Luchuk. It's been 16 years ago I done a story.
Hi, my name's Frankie, and I'm going to give you a little tour on my Cadillac here. Okay? That's out here in my front yard right now.
I know it's me, but it just sounds different, you know.
I'm going to open the door and let you see what I got in here. It's all red inside. I'm getting it painted metallic purple or candy apple red. People say they can hear me coming down the road. Doom, doom, doom.
Oh, I was the only kid where I went to school that had a car like that. But I loved it. Doom, 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 doom. The only thing that I loved more than that car was playing football. I was 100% very awesome football player. It's good to look back and know that I was good at something growing up.
Hey, you gotta buy some new jacks. Them RCA jacks ain't no good.
Here we are right in front of Stereo City in East Ridge, Tennessee.
I pulled this radio out and all the wires in the dash are cut.
I sell car audio and install car audio. It's our family business. We're off I-75 right behind the Wendy's. See if it works.
There it goes, there it goes, there it goes. We got power, boys and girls.
Catching up on my life now? Well, about 6 years ago, I got in some trouble, and I can talk about that later. But other than the trouble, the last 16 years, nothing's really changed except my age. I live in a trailer, but it's a two-bedroom, two-bath trailer. I got my wife with a baby coming, and I'm going to be a daddy. And I mean, all I want to do is keep working, helping mom and dad. That's all I've really ever did since I've been out of school, really. Give me 1 minute.
Dad, where's our book?
When I come in the shop, Dad's working there at his desk every morning.
And what am I supposed to say? I'm Dennis Luchuk. Frankie's my son.
I grew up watching Dad sell radio stuff when I was a kid. Dad's still there doing the same thing, wearing the same pair of overalls he's had his whole life. He has a beard with long hair, kind of like a ZZ Top. Just anybody that comes in, he'll sit down all day long, talk to you the whole day.
Dreaming.
Then he gets into his music mode where he plays guitar after song after song. He even has our customers in there singing with him.
Ooh, I'm dreaming.
I mean, I love my dad with all my heart, but it's just, my dad's one of those kind of people, if you do something to him one time, he holds a grudge or he stays stubborn. Or, you know, when we first opened up this business, he named it Frank Stereos, you know, after me. But it's not like that anymore. He scratched the Franks off the window and changed it to Stereo City. That really broke my heart, you know. But I don't think he'll ever trust me again, ever. Because what I did when I was on drugs.
This here's US-101.
This is Frankie again. We're in Valley Head, Alabama, where I grew up. Right between two mountains in the middle of nowhere. I know every piece of woods in here, every tree, everything there is to know about this, I know.
What you doing, boy?
I'm waiting on your eyes.
God damn, let's wait and talk to an old neighbor. Oh, you want to be on the radio too?
Here's Daryl. First time I did my drugs is with him.
Been a minute ago, ain't it?
Yeah.
Daryl lived up the road from me, just invited me over one night, and I seen him get some tinfoil out of his pocket. And I asked him what he was doing, and he said, "Don't tell my wife," he said, "but I'm fixing to take me a hit of crystal meth." Next thing I know, he's like, "You want to try this?" I said, "Heck no." He's like, come on, just try it once. He goes, "I won't tell nobody you did it." Well, I tried it once with him, and I liked the feeling that it gave me, the high that it gave me. And from that day on, for about a year straight, I couldn't go without it.
You got hooked to it on that first draw.
Yeah, I know it.
That's all it takes. I got you though.
No, hell, that ain't your fault. You didn't break my arm.
Yeah.
Well, I was an adult. Well, we're going to get down the other way. Hey, nice stop and say hi to you.
I'm glad you come by because I do need some speakers.
I was 24 years old when I started doing what I did. Well, I went from being on the front page of football, representing my little bitty school, to being on the front page of a thief and a meth head. My family meant nothing to me. Life meant nothing to me. I didn't care. All I wanted to do was get high. I would steal, like, push mowers or tools out of garages, just stuff that I knew I could resell real quick to support my drug habit. And I would steal stuff from my dad out of our store, too. I'd go sit up in the middle of the road right in front of my house where I lived at night, and I'd just sit there and smoke meth and listen to the radio. Just listen to the radio and just sit there.
You weren't even my son for that year. I could talk to you, and you were just like in a daze.
Yeah.
I never, ever, ever dreamed like something would happen to you like this, Frankie. Never, ever thought you would get on drugs.
It didn't happen either, but...
Because you weren't that type of person. At 16, you were a whippersnapper, and every day, remember, when you get ready for school, you come in, Mom, is my shirt tucked in straight in the back? Is my hair look good? I mean, you were so preppy in school and football, and then to see all you transform in your life with the drugs was just like from night and day. Boy, it tore me to pieces. Every night I would come home and pray, and when you got arrested, I was happy. I mean, because I knew that you were going to get some help.
I was in the DeKalb County Jail in Alabama. I was in a jail cell that had 8 beds in it with about 70 people in it. So you had to sleep on the floor, sleep by the shower, sleep right by where everybody uses the restroom. That's where I had to sleep. I was right beside the urinal where I had to lay my head every night. And that was my fork in the road. It took going to jail and going to rehab and getting told what to do by someone else like I was a kid all over again to straighten my life up. But I did it.
When Dad went to prison, Frankie, back in 94, was hard. And then when Dad came home, this happens to you. And it was just like another cycle again. But we all stuck together as a family.
We've been through a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you, no matter what.
I know.
Do you love me?
I love you, yes.
Do you love me?
I love you, Mama.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing that I haven't talked about was my dad was in jail, too. He stabbed a guy in self-defense, but I'm not for sure exactly what the charges were. He had to do 18 months in prison.
Hi, Mom, Frankie, Jenny, Johnny, Angel. You know, I'd give everything if I could be with you tonight.
He had a tape recorder, and he would talk to us, and he would sing us music on his guitar while he was in prison. He did that the whole time he was in there. It would happen to Dad, and it happened to me.
I love you, everybody.
How did you feel when I went to jail, knowing you was in jail?
Well, after me being in there, and then to see you there, I didn't know back then, if you'd ever get right again or if we'd ever get you back.
Oh, you know, I stole stuff from him. I was on drugs. But, you know, I'm sorry for it.
The stuff that you took, I forgive you for those. But, I mean, I don't forget about what I went through with you. And I do fear someday that trying it again. And
that ain't even in my mind.
That happens to lots of people. Never say never. It could happen again.
No.
I still worry about it as a father. I always will.
Yeah, I told you I ain't going to do that crap. It's been since 2006 when I got off drugs. It's been clean since.
Well, Frank, I believe I've taken advantage of my second chance. And you have a second chance. You need to use it. Am I right?
We'll find out, I guess. Tell him, baby. This is Frankie again. It's been a couple months since I talked to you. A lot's happened since then. I had a little baby girl, and I'm a daddy now, and her name is Aubrey
Crimson Luchuk. Crimson Tide. It's Alabama's football team.
She's making some kind of crazy noises. I've got the recorder sitting on her belly, and she's holding on to my thumb. She's got her mommy's eyes and her mama's hair, and she's got two necks like I got. Just can't believe that. I don't know that God makes stuff that beautiful. What are you doing?
I'm going to be the best dad I can be. I hope to be running that shop someday, and then my kid be down there helping me hook up radios. The world's so crazy, I mean, you never know how things are going to turn out. You never know.
This is Frankie Luchuk and Aubrey Crimson Luchuk. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
I'm just a country boy. Money have I none.
The music of Frankie Luchuk's father, Dennis, Aubrey Crimson Luchuk, is now 3 months old. Frankie's story was produced by Joe Richman and Sarah Reynolds of Radio Diaries.
I got gold in the morning sun.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.